KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, the program director and host of the Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicki Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix.
Jake, now in a previous Aircheck episode, you mentioned to us Millicent. And I recall a very smooth, synthy, electronic R&B kind of thing going on. The song you chose was Say You Want Me. It's on their SoundCloud page, and it has 10,000 listens in the past 5 months. Seems like an example of a local band that's poised to make the big time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Millicent is a band that I've been really excited about since I first heard them, which was in December, following the release of their EP, Due. And it's a great record, and I was eager to learn a bit more about the music and where it's coming from. So invited them into the studio for an interview and in-studio performance. The founder and songwriter in the band is a woman named Emily Nur, who you'll hear singing and playing the keyboard, and she was joined by her drummer, Tyler Cucciara. It's sort of a stripped-down version of what you hear on the album and what they do at their live shows, but I thought they sounded great.
Sounds good. Let's take a listen to a song from that in-studio performance, followed by your interview with Millicent.
Hello, we are Millicent, and this is our song, Won't Be.
My thoughts escape my own control.
That was Millicent performing their song Won't Be live at KRCC. And I'm here in the studio now with Emily Nur, singer, keyboard, songwriter, and Tyler Cucciara, drummer. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
So I guess take me to the beginning here. When did Millicent form? Tell me a little bit about kind of the history of this project.
Sure. I did my first release in fall of 2013. So it's been a couple years already, but what kind of led me there was I had been doing like singer-songwriter acoustic shows for maybe like a year or two before that. And I think I just started getting bored, honestly. I wanted people to dance and feel a little bit more energy at my shows. And so my vision for Millicent was to have something that was a bit more fun and just brought joy to a room and wasn't just mellow background music.
And it's funny that you say that because it sounds like you kind of started from a place of being a live performer in some ways and wanting to have a show that was a fun live show. But I think one of the things that's so impressive about your work is the production on it and the studio recording angle as well. So, I mean, is that something that you just sort of taught yourself how to record and how to do all that stuff, or have you had help along the way?
So, first project that was on my own. I had a friend help me mix it at the end, but then the EP that I released at New Year's of this last New Year's, which is called Do, I worked with a producer named Charlie Fitz out of Denver. I had gotten connected with him at a video shoot that we did a while ago, and so he and I hashed everything out together. So I would make a demo on GarageBand and kind of conceptualize and, you know, maybe write my lead lines or whatever, but bring it to him and we would then kind of hash it out in Logic and Pro Tools, and so I had a lot of help with that.
Well, let me chime in for a second.
Yeah,
I've only been a part of this since last November, I believe. Known Emily forever.
Yeah.
But I think the first, Emily was working on it with Charlie, and she was telling me about it, and she asked me to be a part, but she had said that she was working with, I think it was, you'd work with 7 different producers that you actually didn't like.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a testament to how much she knows what she wants, I guess.
And so I want to talk about your EP that you released in, I guess it was December 31st, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's called Do.
Yeah.
Okay. talk about the reception of that so far. And I've noticed sort of online, you know, on SoundCloud, some of the songs, Say You Want Me, which seems like a big single from that, has gotten thousands of plays. And it seems like you've gotten a little bit of traction. Talk about sort of how that has unfolded for you guys.
It's been crazy. I think that the thing that I was kind of focusing on the most last year in working with Charlie up in Denver and just trying to get a more professional sound is that it's very accessible to make and release music now. And so I think what I wanted to do with Do is have a bit more of a polished project in every sense of the creation of, you know, production and visually, and we made a music video, you know, like I put a lot of things into trying to present myself as like, I'm taking this seriously. It's not just this GarageBand demo I put up on Bandcamp, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think my goal was to kind of have something a bit more polished that could be taken seriously. And I think that it's cool to see. I think people respond a bit more with, you know, respect for something that they can tell has been really thought out. So yeah, we've gotten some good traction on the internet for sure, and some really nice write-ups and things like that. Yeah, I'm really encouraged.
The music you make strikes me as being different than a lot of what you hear coming out of Colorado Springs. You know, and the music scene here, to me, has been predominantly, you know, guitar-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you guys could talk about being sort of a synth-pop like R&B band in a place like Colorado Springs.
Let me just say something.
Okay.
I've told Emily a lot of times, man, this would sound so good with an acoustic guitar. And she just always says, absolutely not.
No.
That's why she sounds like she does.
No. I think in Colorado Springs, it's been a little challenging because there's not a lot of like collaborative spaces that I've found that click really well. And also there's not an abundance of shows where we make sense either. So I'm grateful that we're that close to Denver because I have definitely reached out and worked up there quite a bit more. But I also think to a small scale degree, it's worked well for us because there's not a lot of music like ours in town. I think it's helped add a little bit of distinction to what we're doing, which is nice and makes it easier on us. But I don't feel alone in it. It's not a problem. But sometimes I wish, at least for the sake of shows and collaborating in that sense, it'd be fun if there was something that we clicked with a bit more. But
yeah, well, and what's exciting to me about what you guys are doing is it seems like having a band like Millicent in town that's doing something different, it can just sort of expand the perimeters of what is expected as far as local music here and as far as, you know, what people who are getting into the music scene here, what they feel like they can do. You know, I think it's cool. So, well, Emily Ner, Tyler Cucciara, Millicent, thank you guys so much for coming in and for playing. And we're going to take it out on another of your in-studio songs here. So, but thank you again. And we're all here at KRCC really excited to follow you guys and hear your music.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hello, we are Millicent, and this is our new song entitled Haze.
Stay here tonight. All we know is here.
That was an interview and in-studio performance with local group Millicent. For more from Millicent, you can catch them live on Saturday, June 11th at Welcome Fellow in downtown Colorado Springs. For more info on that event, head to krcc.org. This is AirCheck. Stay with us.